Hello, we're reading the article, The Peace in the World, subtitle, The Condition of Life in the Last Generation. You can find it on the website, The Condition of Life in the Last Generation.
Yeah, we've come to the very end of the article, Peace in the World, a very important article that all of it explains to us about the way of the world to the final corrected point. Let's continue.
The condition of life in the last generation. First, everyone must thoroughly understand and explain to his surroundings that the well-being of society, which is the well-being of the state and the well-being of the world, are completely interdependent. As long as the laws of society are not satisfactory to each and every individual in the state and leave a minority that is dissatisfied with the government of the state, that minority conspires under the government of the state and seeks to overthrow it.
In other words, even if we have the smallest minority in a country of millions and millions of people, that minority will not let the upper force control the country in such a way that the country will achieve wholeness. We have to come to a state that everyone is connected, everyone understands, and everyone feels that they are in one body and one desire, filled with one filling, and everyone exists for everyone else. Then there will not be a minority or majority or anything, but everyone will be connected together. Yes?
If its power is not sufficient to fight the government of the state face to face, it will seek to overthrow it indirectly, such as by inciting countries against each other and bringing them to war. For it is natural that at wartime there will be many more dissatisfied people with whom they will have to hope to achieve the critical mass to overthrow the government of the state and establish a new leadership that is convenient for them. Thus, the well-being of the individual is a direct cause of the well-being of the state.
Yes, we have to come to a state that in the end, if we're talking about the conditions of life in the last generation, so a state where everyone feels and understands and agrees and carries out the connection to the fullest among everyone.
Furthermore, if we take into consideration that always existing part in the state for whom war is their craft and their every hope of success, such as professional soldiers and suppliers of ammunition, who are always very prominent minority in terms of social quality, and if we add to them the dissatisfied minority from the current laws, then at every given moment, you have a vast amount of people craving war and bloodshed.
We can always find in any society a minority who are dissatisfied, but that minority, when organized correctly, they can bring a great mass of people who are dissatisfied and they want to achieve something. They may not even be satisfied, but they just want to have more. And that's enough to cause, to overthrow the government and the regime altogether.
Thus, peace in the world and peace in the country are interdependent. Hence, we necessarily find that even that part of the state which is currently satisfied with life, who are the nimble and the clever, they still have a lot to be concerned about for the safety of their lives due to the tension with those who strive to overthrow them.
In other words, no one in the nation can be complacent and sure that he and his children will have a good future, even if there is even one person. We've seen such cases in history where one person, too, overturned the government and the regime and the whole process in a certain country. Therefore, we have to come to a state where every single one are both connected to each other, supporting one another, and are organizing among them a relation of such love and support that that connection is responsible and what brings us a safe and good future.
If they understood the value of peace, they would be happy to adopt the conduct of life in the last generation. For all that a man has, he will give for his life.
In other words, we have to explain that humanity has no way to calm down and to be certain of its good future unless it agrees to the conditions of the last generation that Baal Sulam writes about. It's clear to us, but we don't see how we can achieve it. But theoretically, this is what should happen. We've got PT9, yes, please.
Just what you said now, that theoretically it's clear, but how to reach it? And all this article altogether, the ideal state is clear, where everyone's connected, they feel that they're one system, and the existing state is also clear and felt, the egoistic existing. But there's a huge gap between them, and what's the first step, or gradually how to reach from the current state to the desired state?
By doing these things among us in the 10, afterwards we can expand the 10s into hundreds and thousands and so on. This is what we're learning. We should begin to realize it among us, and as a result, we will know how to do it in more external and larger circles. Moscow 4.
Непрофессиональный, который всю жизнь занимался этим делом, он чем будет заниматься в обществе будущего?
A man who is doing it for his...
We're not talking about this now. We're not talking about this now. Now, too, in our society, we have many, many professions and occupations that are totally needless. They exist only in order to simply give people jobs, but it comes at the expense of ecology and so on. First, we have to give each one his correct place, according to his place in the human system, meaning to express himself and love your neighbor as yourself as much as possible in some initial degree, more connection and so forth. And as a result, we will know where each one's place is and where all of us together fit. Beersheba.
What can supply the nation of Israel unity, like back then with the ideology and everything?
The same is for everyone. The people of Israel is just that group that tried in the past for some time to create connection, failed, This time, today, we have to succeed. PT-19.
Yeah, but he says that in each and every society, there's people who aren't satisfied, and it's enough to overthrow a government and bring wars. So what can we advise them? They're not also listening to Kabbalah. Yes, Kabbalah, not Kabbalah.
For now, we're not talking about the actual solution. We're talking about how the society should be built. And here he says that society should be built in a way that to the very last person, everyone understands and feels that there is only one way and only one corrected state, which is connection in love. And then we can be certain that we are in the final state called the last generation.
Why does Baal HaSulam say this? We're not dumb, we know this. Why is he writing me about it?
He is giving us a picture, the future picture of all of humanity. That's it.
Did people read this?
I don't know. Why are you trying to distract me, to veer me off? I'm telling you what's written in the article of Baal HaSulam, and you're talking about something else. Did people read it? Did they criticize it? No one read it. No one understands it. And no one talks about it. And if someone does talk about it, I'll tell you in advance that only someone, that it'll be someone who doesn't understand what's written, and that includes you.
And then we understand it.
He is speaking to us from the last, from the end of correction, which is what should be the last generation, the state of the system that has come to the complete revelation of the Creator according to the connection of all the pieces together. That's it. When light and vessels are equal. That's what he's talking about. And there's no argument about this. There's no argument about that. You understand? Someone read it. Someone spoke. What do I care if someone read it out of these animals that exist on the animate level in this world?
And you think we can do this?
Of course. Absolutely. And this is what we're working for.
Thank you.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Av. Also, the destructors and the people who want war, they're part of the system. They're part of the development of the purpose of creation. So why do they... Why are they like not part of the common?
They have to be within the system, because without it, you won't know where you have faults, malfunctions, where you still have uncorrected states. They are called the destructors.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That they also have a place in the system, so they also serve some purpose.
So
why? It's not clear to me then what he's trying to say here.
He's trying to say that until, as long as there are those that we haven't treated and they haven't been convinced and haven't corrected themselves to the complete level of connection, it is not considered the last generation.
Why do we need to take care of them too if they also serve the purpose?
They're serving the goal so that we will correct them, and through those corrections we will come to a state where we, from within, discover all the negativity between us, and on top of it, from the outside, we will cover it with connection and love.
Niv.
Title, Pain versus Pleasure and Self-Reception. Thus, when we examine and thoroughly grasp the above plan, we will see that the whole difficulty lies in changing our nature, from a desire to receive for ourselves to a desire to bestow to others, as those two things deny one another. At first glance, the plan seems imaginary as something that it is above human nature. But when we delve into the matter, we find that the whole contradiction from reception for oneself to bestow upon others is nothing but psychological. For in fact, we do bestow upon others without benefiting ourselves. This is so because although self-reception manifests itself in us in various ways, such as property, possessions that the heart, eye, and palate covet, etc., all those are defined by one name, pleasure. Thus, the very essence of reception for oneself that a person desires is nothing but the desire for pleasure. Now, imagine if we were to collect all the pleasures one feels during his 70 years of life and put it on one side and collect all the sorrow and suffering one feels on the other side. If we could see the balance, we would prefer not to be born at all. If this is so, then what does one receive during one's life? If we assume that one obtains 20% of pleasure in his life compared to 80% of suffering, then if we put them one opposite the other, there would remain 60% of suffering unrewarded. But this is all a private calculation, as when one works for oneself. But in a global calculation, the individual produces more than he receives for his own pleasure and sustenance. Thus, if the direction were to change from self-reception to bestowal, the individual would enjoy the entire produce he produces without much pain.
So what is he saying? If we open our eyes and look at reality, and we see how we are all engaged in something that is totally not for our benefit, that no one is working for himself, that we're all slaves of the state that we come to, and as much as each of us produces, we produce but don't enjoy in the end what we've produced and what we have. And we are arranged in such a way in the connection between us that we're only giving each other trouble. And maybe 10% of what each of us produces, we actually use in our lives and for our satisfaction. The rest goes to the rest of reality. We're saying here that we exist in an egoistic reality, and because of it, the result of each of our actions and what in the machines we build and what we do, they are all fractions of percents. We build a certain machine, 10%, the output that we get out of it, if it's 10%, 5%, not more than that. From all those things, by this we're not gaining, we're losing, but we have no choice. This is why we are destroying the planet. And soon we will leave it empty from all its resources, and we will not know how to advance from there. We can already see it in the horizon. In other words, the way we exist now, both socially and humanly, as a species that exists on the planet, we don't see that we have a good life now, and even more so, a correct and good life in the future. So we have no choice but to calculate how we change our existence into such a way that we really do come to a life that satisfies everyone. And in this way, come to a corrected world and our corrected selves. Moscow 6. Question. I would like to express gratitude to our great love and ask a question. My correction in the 10, will it influence the world?
I can't hear you speak good.
My correction in the 10, will it influence the correction of the world?
Like Bala Sulam says here, that if in society there's even one dissatisfied person, he can change everything. Same thing with everyone who changes himself from a state that he's dissatisfied to a state that he is satisfied, from not understanding to understanding, and so on. By that, he can determine the whole world to the good.
Ken.
Yes.
Kab U3.
Thank you, Rav. Does this mean that in order to achieve total interdependence between nations, a world government is necessary? Thank you, Rav.
Repeat, please.
Thank you. Does this mean that in order to achieve total interdependence between nations, a world government is necessary?
I don't
give solutions towards a world government or connection between nations. We are reading what he wrote together. I don't want to determine all kinds of states. Obviously, that the final connection where each one is above their egos, that's the final goal. But before it, we need to see how we do it. First, we have to do it ourselves, in the tens, in our organization. Then we will have experience and we'll be able to know how we can approach all of humanity and try to work in it in a way that they will understand and see their future correctly and in a good way, and that it's not imagination but reality that we must realize. We can't disappear off the earth. We can't finish ourselves. We will need eventually through the good or through the bad, but to reach the corrected final reality that already exists. It's constant and exists. The end of an action begins with a thought. That's why let's try and understand how to get to it. And obviously, it's connected to everything we're doing now, between us, with ourselves. We have to think. And also, it's connected to us, even if we're doing actions that are supposedly personal in the tent, it still affects the whole world. We have to understand this already now, that our actions in our tens are completely influence, and a lot, very much, influence the whole world, all of reality.
Barur. Tov.
Clear?
PT 25.
Yeah, Rav, he writes that the contradiction between reception for oneself and bestowal upon others, although it seems above human nature, is actually only psychological. Can you explain it?
Because it's all in us right now. Even before we have a restriction, screen reflected light, an equivalence and connection to the upper light. That's what's called psychological. And we still need to reach from this psychology, like Bala Sulam says in a different article.
Psychologia materialist.
Materialistic psychology?
Yeah. That by the materialistic psychology, we can use it and advance more in such a way.
So, can we understand that it's a preliminary and necessary state toward the spiritual change?
No, not for us. And also for the whole world. We just need to understand that we are in recognition of evil and that the correction from the recognition of evil is only in the connection between us. There shouldn't be any real psychology here with all the philosophy and all these things. It'll only confuse us and the whole world. We never saw anything good about this, not in psychology and not in, it's not the way. Meaning we use it because we're in the degree of psychology, us. I am still not in a spiritual degree. So in what I am right now, I'm in my feelings and all my feelings, that's called my psychology. It was given a name, the ancient Greek, from the word psycho. That's it. But I'm not going to go deeper in this. I have no matter in this. I just want to know how to reach connection. All in all, that's what worries me. Yes.
That's clear. So basically, does it mean that in the beginning we have to understand bestowal is something that is good for us in our egos?
Right, that's the main thing. That's what we learn through the 10. When I look at them, so from envy, lust, and honor, I see that it's worth reaching the quality of bestowal, because by that I can advance, even in an egoistic way, and afterwards, from lo lishma, we reach lishma. Okay.
Bulgaria.
Привет, Раф. Привет. Вы сказали, что все наши действия в 10.
Hello, Rav. You said that everything we do in the 10, through them, we bestow upon the whole world. We influence the whole world. What concrete activities will have the most positive, powerful effect on the world?
Connection. Obvious. Connection. We have nothing else to do. Only the connection between us, it will directly influence. We are in a system with everybody in that same system. We can disconnect from it. So the connection between us becomes the force, the most inner force, the most bestowing force, the most determining to the whole world, to all of human society. And as much as we connect more, we'll feel ourselves, as much as suddenly we speed up the development of the world and to the good. PT 29.
Can we say that the laws described in the article on the global level, can we adapt them to every organization or society, so that if someone is dissatisfied, there won't be peace in the world or in the organization or in the family?
That's obvious. That the more people are connected, they'll have more success, and the less connected, they won't have success. That's clear. It's obvious. As it's written, that the distant city cannot be demolished. That if you have a city of the wicked, but they're connected between them, you can't... You can't conquer them. You can't. To such an extent, they have a connection that holds the Creator's force in there. Why the Creator? They're wicked. But they're together. There's no stronger than being together. And that's what we need to do in the 10.
Internet.
Eitan from Merkaz 1 is asking, how can we come to a state where everyone is satisfied?
Let's work on it.
How?
It depends on the way we all understand and feel and accept the method of connection, implement it in practice, and according to that, we can say that that's how it'll happen with a complete agreement.
Woman Internet.
Thank you. You answered the rest.
Mark 25.
Is there a hope to develop in the masses through education and advertising a disposition to love others? Or do all the people have to necessarily come to spiritual work?
No, most people can't reach spiritual work. They will all, as Bala Sulam writes in the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Niv, maybe you can find that part. We just need to connect between us. And from that connection between us, we will reach a state that the method of connection, the intensity of connection, will spread to all of humanity. But not that we need to teach everybody and really explain to everybody the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. From what we are made of, comprised of, how to bring the parts between us closer. No, humanity doesn't need it. Whoever needs it, needs it. Whoever doesn't, so no. But what we do need is to teach them that in the connection between us, we attain a higher degree than human existence. That's what we need. That, to explain, yes. That our good future only depends on the connection between us. Yes.
So, a continuation question to what you explained from Turkey 5. As women, is it a good start to read and explain this article to our families, to our children? Is this the right way to correct ourselves?
For that, you need to turn to our educators, and I'm sure they have those articles, the materials we're learning, only in an easier way that is suitable for children, youth, boys, girls maybe, and so on. That we have to prepare. That's an issue. We need to invest in it, really, time and efforts. And that's worth doing. For sure, it's a good investment. Whoever can do it should contact the head of languages or I don't know who, not to work for no reason, and to get into such systems that you are preparing the materials for the future of the world. Yes?
From PT 38, what is a satisfied person and what allows a person to become satisfied?
That depends on a person. each one reaches some kind of fulfillment for what he gets. Each and every one. Satisfied is according to his vessels. That's why I don't have what to answer here. But we need to understand that in the end, as he writes here in the article, to be satisfied or not, it depends on development. So if I'm satisfied today, so tomorrow I can be dissatisfied. To bring people to a state where they're all satisfied, that's called to fill them according to all their vessels in the whole fulfillment called the light of Ein Sof in the infinite vessel. Meaning if we all connect together and fill ourselves with the infinite light of Ein Sof, that'll be Gmar HaTikun, end of correction. And before it, obviously, they'll be unsatisfied, and that will help us advance to the end of corrections.
Final question for now. How do altruists correct themselves from PT5?
They correct themselves when they go out to the air of the world and they tell everybody what the purpose of creation is. And they draw everyone to that purpose. That's it. No more questions? So why are you silent?
That's it. There are more general questions about what you said.
Okay, so now what do we do, Niv?
We have the paragraph you asked before from the introduction to the Book of Zohar.
Please.
About a personal influencing the collective. So in the beginning of item 68 in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, he writes, "Do not be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world. For it is an unbreakable law that the general and a particular are equal as two peas in a pod. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole. For the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, and according to the quantity and quality of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the entire collective."
That's one. The other paragraph is about dissemination, that we need to cause all the nations of the world also to connect as a chab to Gilgalta and a Naim, and from that they can join the general correction. It's almost at the end of the introduction. Okay, never mind. Let's do something else now. What should we do? Let's have a workshop. Friends, I'm asking seriously to relate to this. Usually the workshop, you think, oh, it's not so important. This is important. Let's together, all of us, discuss and incorporate what do we think of our work in the correction of the world, in correcting ourselves from the 10 to BB and from BB to the whole world and back. What do we think? What do we recommend to ourselves to do? Because in the near future, you'll see how the world just loses itself and starts becoming almost to get to a war. So how can we, what can we do in according to that for the world? Okay.
Kadima, sadna.
Come on, workshop.
Kadima.
Right, let's go. What can we do? Well, first of all, we need to work as we learn. through channels in the connection between us. Every day I listen, meaning the meetings, the thoughts about the connection, even if we don't understand how, what, this is our work. And the other one is to work in dissemination, by giving an example, by disseminating mainly on social media.
Okay, Rav found the excerpt. Let's read it for a second.
Okay, so this is from the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar, where he writes the following. From now on, it is only upon us, the relics, to correct this terrible distortion. And each of us, relics, will take upon himself with his heart and soul to intensify from here on the internality of the Torah and give it its rightful place according to its importance over the externality of the Torah. Then each one will be rewarded with elevating his internality, meaning the Israel in it, which is the needs of the soul, over the externality of himself, which is the nations of the world in him, which is the needs of the body. And that force will come to the whole of Israel until the nations of the world within us recognize and acknowledge the merit of the great sages of Israel over them, and will listen to them and obey them. And the internality of the nations of the world, the righteous of the nations of the world, will overpower and submit their externality, who are the destructors. The internality of the world too, who are Israel, will rise in all their merit and virtue over the externality of the world, who are the nations. Then all the nations of the world will recognize and acknowledge Israel's merit over them, and they will follow the words, and the peoples will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them in the land of the Lord. And also, and they will bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters will be carried on their shoulders. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar. Through your composition, which is the book of Zohar, they will be redeemed from exile with mercy. As explained, amen. May it be so.
We should send it to everyone, and let's keep going with the workshop.
There is really our inner work, which we do every day during the day. In order for this inner work to work, we have to be incorporated with deficiencies that exist in the outside world, as we call it. And these entries and exits, in and out, is what hones our prayer on the one hand, and in the end, makes us speak in a language that is clearer to people who are not studying.
Yeah, I think that as we go, it'll be clarified what we need. For now, we need to demand and pray for this feeling that this is our role, it's our duty, it depends on us. There's like a protective force that of the ego that leaves us just a bit indifferent towards the state in the world. And we need to awaken each other for it, and pray to the Creator that we can really feel ourselves as our spiritual vessels, that we should bring this awareness of the purpose of creation and bring everybody after us to it.
Um, All
those things should happen along with our preparation of the material. We have to be ready, not only the inner work and the inner preparation, but we have to get ready to be the people who are giving these things to the world. We have to take these materials, cut them into pieces and make them more concise and package them in a way that they are ready, because what I'm getting from trying to speak to people, you see that most people are unable to grasp this system. They're not studying Kabbalah, and their minds are in it. Even when they're having a hard time, they're not in it. And in general, those who don't have points in the heart, it's hard for them. Every few lines, he says something, and we feel it and understand it, and we live it. And for them, it's what? It's like someone threw a hand grenade into the room, and what happened? So we have to do this preparation for them and begin to find ways to think and develop ways that can help them absorb it. And this is all kinds of ways I think we can talk about. Maybe use humor. We don't need to be so heavy. We can think of humor. We can think of other things. We need to be creative in how we bring it to people, because I see that just presenting it nicely is not enough. If a person doesn't have it inside, it's not enough. We have to be ready in all kinds of ways to package it.
I think it's not a simple question, because we did a lot already, and the world is in a state that people really don't want to hear about it. We have to think how to be delicate of the state people are in, where all their feelings are, how to get into that and take the right materials and see how it can fit into those places that it speaks to the hearts of people. I think it's not simple, because many people are closed. It's worth hearing to, and the solution is every little bit will reach the big sum. We just have to do and become more practical and more practical and more experiments till we reach some kind of balance of development towards the whole world. It's the matter of experiment and see what the reaction is. That's it.
What can I add, brothers? First of all, the importance. We need to keep scrutinizing it. Now that we learned peace in the world, it was very much in the air, usually. In the last 2 years, we've been very focused on creating the connection between us in the 10, and recently we've also been given a key that it's in the world kli. I think we need to become accomplished in this. There's this buffer between us and the world kli, and the world, which is called the world kli, that we haven't actually deciphered how we work with it, how we draw strength from it, how we become incorporated in it, how we use it as an example for a mini humanity on every level, in a level of creativity in the work, and even on the organizational level. We are organized like before. Departments, languages, all kinds of niches. So those things have to start with us. We have to see how we operate more and more together as one body, one vessel, one organization.
From what I know how to say about Jewish Israelis, that's who I have experience to talk to about this. I think that the moment we overcome, they have like a rejection if we say we come from the wisdom of Kabbalah and we say 1, 2, 3. Because if you say it this way, they listen. That's from my experience. When you try and say amorphic things, so then it's a waste of time. But the moment you tell them out in the open, the source where you're coming from, so at least towards Jewish Israelis, from my experience, it works. And they are willing to hear. And I think it's something we have to develop and bring our sources in such a way that we'll know how to present them better. And our confidence of trying, enough of being ashamed about it.
I can say that, at least in my opinion, the things we do in the years we've been here in the wisdom, we see changes in what is happening outside, in the perception and thought. Maybe not enough. Maybe it shows us that we have to continue more intensely, more powerfully. But we do see changes. Something passes through. Is it the most correct? Should we pressure more? We should look in every framework for this subtleness, for the place where we can reach people's hearts. Yeah, and also the pressure around. We see what's happening in the world. Influences. But we have to really, in this connection, in this context, do the maximum.
All the changes inside, I think they're ready to absorb way more than we are ready to present it to them. We have to make the change. The change has to be in us. Also, everything about the connection, the internality, all the friends were saying here before, but also in preparing the materials. We still don't have set of Rabash writings or Baal HaSulam writings that we can really present to the public as lessons for different types of people. Obviously what Chanoch said, where it comes from, but still it has to be in a language that will suit them.
Yeah, what presses me too is the feeling that the world is much more ready than what we are providing. And the feeling that we can reach much more and break through far, much further. And speaking of actions in the world in general, the correction of the world, we have to get back to, first of all, having to correct ourselves. And we hear that everything is, first of all, in the connection between us. And then we pass it on, which is to help the whole world in their first steps in this process. And for some, it is direct, but for most, it's indirect. So there's a lot of work we can provide people, and we can feel that we're not getting to it, and we really do have to get to a prayer.
Chagai, you wanted to say something?
No, dabar.
Two things. One, maybe we have to think again of how to join those worlds together again. That, let's say, once a week or something, like the reporters meeting will be in the morning lesson, because I don't think enough people are part of this. And we also have to keep inviting the friends to be more part of this. Because I'm saying only a little part of our friends are in the organization of things. There's so much to organize. It's not exciting, but it needs, we need help in it.
Our broadcasts today from 10 to 10:30, New Life with Dr. Lightman. It'll be broadcast on our Facebook page. You're invited to write questions there online. From 10:30 to 11:30, the writer's meeting with Dr. Lightman. And from 6:30 to 7:30, the world meal. And the topic is the need for the love of the Creator. We'll continue this during the day, and in the evening we'll have a meal on this topic. This concludes our lesson. Have a good day and great night and a song.
Lost in a sea of empty pleasure and racing after plastic treasure. Now something's calling through the pieces of the heart. There's something more, there's something better. And the light's gonna shine through darkness. Hearts gonna beat as one. We rise higher, higher, higher. Higher, higher, higher. Forever trying to find a reason, what to hold on to and believe in. Open the heart and find the space to come to life. We close our eyes and start breathing. Light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher, higher, higher. Clocks, somewhere beyond our box, to feel your love and rise above with each and every part, somewhere above the borders of the heart. Together reaching one desire, so many sparks into a fire.